252 surviving letters from Rubens give us an insight into his life and work as a painter and also as a diplomat. Rubens wrote about his wife Helena only once, without mentioning her name. More personal in style are the messages to his pupil and collaborator Luca Federbe. They read like modern-day emails. Peter Paul Rubens speaks.
Take a look at my self-portrait of 1638. Do I look tired? Well, in fact, you're right. Looking back on my travels to Spain or England, I am grateful. Diplomatic negotiations have gone well to the satisfaction of my principals, and I have no days regained my peace of mind since I left all those activities behind me. All I do know is practice my wonderful profession of painter. I admit that city life sometimes was too busy for me, as it was for Helena and the children. That's why I own a house in the countryside. A few years ago, I bought an old knight's castle in Eluwerd, between Mechelen and Vilvoorde, for 93,000 guilders. And I didn't only buy the building itself, called the Stone Manor at Steen, but also the lands and the woods around it. Over there, people call me my lord, in two words, that is. Over there, I take time to write letters. The kiln is a little more patient than the brush when I have a good attack. May I read two fragments to you? To my good friend Peresk. No, by the grace of God, I'm at ease with my wife and children, with no other claim to the world than to live in peace. I decided to get married because I had determined that I was not yet fit for abstinence in celibacy. I choose a young woman from a respectable family, albeit bourgeois, although everyone had advised me to get a noble woman. But I was anxious about the arrogance which is the general malady of aristocracy, especially in that sex. And so I preferred a woman who would not blush when she saw me take my brush. More than 10 years ago, I was ennobled by our King Philip IV. A few years later, he made me a knight. That's why I have a sword with me on this portrait. King Charles, in turn, gave me the formal title of Sir. From the Steen, I also wrote to my esteemed collaborator, Lucas Federbe. Addressed to Monsieur Lucas Federbe, at home of Monsieur Pietro Paolo Rubens on the Wapper, sito, to Antwerp Post. Dear and beloved Lucas, I hope this will reach you still in Antwerp because I urgently need a panel with three life-size faces on it by my hand. Will you do me a great favor by sending the same here at once, or if you're ready to come yourself, bring it with you? Mr. Lucas, your obliging friend, Pietro Paolo Rubens. When you leave, make sure that everything is locked up properly. Also that no originals or sketches should remain on the upper story of the painter's quarters. Please remind William the gardener that in due course he will send us the rose appears and the figs, if any, or anything else from the garden that is suitable.